We often talk about things being in the genes, from traits such as eye or hair colour to our risk of disease. One of the main ways that scientists figure out how much a particular characteristic is down to genetics, known as heritability, is by comparing identical twins who share 100% of their genes with non-identical or fraternal twins who have only 50% of their DNA in common. Thanks to a unique study tracking thousands of pairs of twins as they grow up, Robert Plomin and his team at King's College London have now discovered that genetics makes an unexpectedly large contribution to children's GCSE grades and across a wide range of subjects.
We were surprised to find from the very first years of school that school achievement as measured by the national curriculum scores is very highly heritable, you know, like 60% heritable. That means of the differences in children's performance in the national curriculum test, over half of those differences between children are due to DNA, genetic differences between them. But there aren't many countries where the same national tests are administered to everybody. And so what we found is the same sort of thing. GCSE scores are highly heritable, but what's new is there's over 80 subjects that people can take for GCSEs, and all of them are highly heritable. And that surprised me because I would have thought, you know, the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math, would be more heritable for some reason, maybe because it involves intelligence to a greater extent, say, than drama and art. This is just totally exposing my biases, of course, as a scientist, but it wasn't true. They're all equally heritable. It's interesting that the scores are as equally heritable, despite the fact that some children are getting tutors and going to schools that have prepped them for GCSEs. Schools, we make a big deal about schools, but schools, if you just say what school are kids in, explain far less than 20% of the variance. Explaining 50% of the variance with genetic differences is extraordinary when education totally ignores genetics. But what's really novel about this study is a little bit harder to understand, and that is to say, okay, genetics affects all of these GCSE subjects, but is it different genes for everyone? Are there genes for drama and genes for music and genes for math? And the answer is definitely not. The same genes are affecting performance on all of these GCSE scores.
Is it not just that they're just generally smart? They've got
exactly
good intelligence genes.
That's it. I think that's, you know, that's what most people would say. And so what we did is we took out intelligence. We corrected for intelligence. And then the interesting thing was to say we got the same results. So everything's equally heritable, independent of intelligence. And what's even more surprising, again, it's the same genes that affect all of those intelligence-corrected GCSE scores. And that suggests it's like an academic ability.
When you say that this ability, this academic ability, is heritable, does this mean that we can pin down and say, it's this gene, it's that gene, it's this gene? Can we find these genes?
Well, a first step in trying to find genes is to find something that's heritable. And the research over the last few years saying that cognitive abilities and now school achievement is highly heritable motivates people to try and find genes. But what we know so far from all of the life sciences is that for complex traits, that is not for the thousands of single gene disorders that are very rare, but for the common disorders in medicine like cardiovascular sort of disease or obesity, or psychiatric things like alcoholism and depression, they're heritable, but they're not due to one gene by any means. We're thinking now there's thousands of genes of very small effect, which means it's going to be extremely difficult to identify the specific DNA differences responsible for the heritability. But it's all part of a package. I mean, it'd be nice if we're just talking about a handful of genes, the genes for math or something like that. But, you know, if this is what we're finding, then we're just going to have to roll up our sleeves, get the strategies that will allow us to identify not the gene or the few genes, but the thousands of genes that are responsible for the heritability of these complex traits.
King's College London's Robert Plomin, whose study came out in the journal Nature Scientific Reports.